patient name, Angela D'Amico, D-E-M-I-C-C-O, date of birth 4/21/89, date of service 11/27/23. This is a 34-year-old female patient with complaint of having some suspected infection on her skin, on the left side of her neck, also accompanied with redness and warmth, associated itch as well. And then she states that she believes that another smaller patch is developing on her right forearm and on her upper thigh. Period, new paragraph. The area in question on the left side of her neck is approximately 3 inches by 6 inches. It tends to wrap around toward the front anterior portion of her neck and into the other side as well. Period, new paragraph. She hasn't been running any fevers. This particular cellulitis that she's describing to me, she does not have any idea what caused it. She hasn't had any new lotions or detergents and such, referring to any new exposure. Period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized. Blood pressure 123/73, pulse 83, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 100% on room air. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, none, surgical history, tubal, and a C-section times 2, period, new paragraph, last menstrual cycle 11/14, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any stress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Ear, within normal limits, no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits as well. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. She does have an area of a patchy erythema on the left side of her neck with some raised area as well. It is warm to the touch, and patient also describes it as being itchy. Period, new paragraph. Heart positive, S1 positive, S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Cellulitis, patient will receive Keflex 500 milligrams 3 times a day for 7 days, period, new paragraph. We will also give a steroid injection to her as well. She's going to monitor her symptoms, return back to clinic, or call me if not improved.